Hey everyone, this is Matt Joseph, and you're listening to a special edition of the X3F Defense Force podcast. Remember to check us out on iTunes and at www.x3ffdf.wordpress.com. Enjoy.
This is Holly, and I'm here with Patrick, and we have a special guest today, Sean Baptiste from Harmonix.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Cool. Why don't you start just by telling us a little bit about what you do as the community manager at Harmonix?
So I'm the community manager at Harmonix, and part of my job is to oversee our interactions with our fans. But in addition to that, we also end up staffing a lot of events. Recently, me and my team went out to the Video Music Awards and played Rock Band on the red carpet with any celebrity who would join us. And so that was pretty surreal. And then in addition to that, I sometimes do a lot of demos for bands that we want in the game. So that's really, really fun, definitely.
What are some of the bigger, I don't want to say bigger bands, but what are some of your favorite bands that you've gotten to play Rock Band with?
As far as some of the people I got to play recently with T-Pain, which was really incredible, just very strange and different. He's really good at the game, and fantastic. And I was actually surprised that a celebrity he has multiple number one hits, was so stoked about our game that he played one song on the red carpet that he was like, nah, I need another one. And then immediately went into a second one. You're like, you have interviews to do, dude. But he didn't. He just wanted to play Rock Band. It was awesome. I got to play with most of the Foo Fighters at this point. And that was really, really special for me. That was very special for me because I'm a big fan. So, a lot of stuff like that. That's been really, really fantastic.
I am jealous. I'm absolutely jealous.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's not necessarily a job that I thought I would fall into at any point, but I feel like I've taken to it pretty well, and I certainly enjoy it and respect what my position is, certainly.
All right, well, I guess we should go ahead and start with the community questions.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, the first one is from Randall Smith. And Randall Smith asks, Sean, you're the community manager. What do you see as the long-term value in officially sponsored community forums? The Rock Band forums start off well, but they have been difficult to participate in from time now. The DLC responses each week are particularly painful to witness. Many diehard Rock Band fans have gone off to form fan sites like rockgamer.com and scorehero.com. For you and for Harmonix, what would you say is the real purpose of having and moderating those forums, and to what extent would you say that purpose is currently being fulfilled? That was a mouthful.
Well, I think part of it is, I mean, certainly, even I cringe every Friday when we announce the DLC. But in a sense, since I'm kind of used to this, I can sort of see through the white noise. Like, there's always going to be people who are going to be angry. Like, we could put out a pack of the best music that the most people have requested, and there's still going to be people who are angry. There's always going to be that. It takes a certain, I think, finesse, and also you just sort of have to educate yourself on how to see through it. And the internet is sort of interesting in that it's anonymous, and everybody is sort of the way I say it is, it's sort of like road rage, that you're inside of like a metal vehicle and nobody knows who you are, so you feel perfectly fine and just completely screaming and freaking out when you're driving, something you would probably never do in person to another person for the most part. And the internet is a lot like that, and it's very easy for people to drift immediately into the negative, and you have to have ability to sort of filter through that and find the people who are just screaming and the people who are sort of like screaming about an actual issue. And I think that's something that our forums are very good for, is that since we're there, and we're there all day, I have a pretty good staff under me, well, certainly talented, but also we're starting to get a lot of people on my staff. And we're starting to be able to see through that white noise a little bit better. And we're on there all day. And, you know, we're able to send issues that people bring to us and compliments that people bring to us and send them up the chain a lot faster and then try to get answers as quickly as possible back to the people on our community. I think that's our main purpose. By the same token, though, the other fan sites that are out there, like Rock Gamer, certainly, and Score Hero, I'm totally in support of those guys. I think that's fantastic to have also unofficial fan sites. I think there's a whole other type of conversation that can happen there. I support them 100%.
Yeah, some of what you spoke on there kind of goes to our next question, which is from Bill DiMarco. And he asks, the rockband.com forums have a huge thread called Rock Band 2, Request a Feature, Suggestion, or Bug Fix. All us loyal fans have found many problems, small and large, and we want to know that HMX is watching, listening, and if there will be a patch coming.
I can't speak to whether there will be a patch coming. What I can say, though, is that not only myself and my team, but producers and programmers and our excellent quality assurance team are all in there always looking at that thread. Just because we don't necessarily respond in there, doesn't mean we're not following everything very, very closely, and I can speak from personal experience that we are. As far as a patch, I can't speak to that, but I can tell you that we are looking at that very, very seriously, and we are in there all day, and there's always people looking at it.
All right. Well, then, that swaying makes us think, maybe. Anyway, well, Koofnoof asks, and he has four questions, but they're all kind of short.
My God. Yeah.
He wants to know why jukebox mode was canceled.
Okay, for that one, it was sort of technical issues at the end. You know, to get a game out on time, things have to be sort of right, and sometimes you can fix them and sometimes you can't. This was a case where we couldn't in time, so that's why jukebox mode was canceled.
All right, and I'd like to add an addendum. It's actually, it's a really easy thing to, I don't want to say fake on the game, but with game modifiers, all you have to do is throw on no fail and performance mode, and there you go, jukebox mode. Done. All right, and its next question is, what was the extra port on the back of the drum set for, the new one?
We have three on the back that are for the cymbal expansions, for the cymbals that Mad Catz has put out. And then, you know, there's one for the pedal, and then there's an extra one on there, which we will be talking about more in the future, but I don't have details for you today. I wish I did. Sorry.
Well, that's more than enough. And then, yeah. what do you think of Activision snagging rights to exclusive artists?
I mean, I can really say is, you know, I guess I wish them luck. But that's really all I can say. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And then, there's a rumor going about that Harmonix is making a separate game for creating your own music. Is there any confirmation to this?
No. No confirmation. That's the best I could do. No, there's no confirmation. There's lots of rumors out there. There's lots of rumors.
Yeah. All right. Well, we kind of have another patch sort of question here, but Ken asks, due to Rock Band 2's lack of a linear single-player mode, it's extremely difficult to keep track of your individual score and stars. Solo Tour worked perfectly in Rock Band 1 and could have easily coexisted with Solo World Tour in Rock Band 2. Will there be a patch that creates a single-player mode? If not, will there at least be a patch that will allow the display of stars in the quick play list?
I think that goes back to, in a way, the earlier question. You know, this is certainly something that lots of people have brought up on our forums that we are paying very, very close attention to. I can't tell you whether there'll be a patch or not. For the reason why we sort of went towards this world tour mode and not having the solo tour mode is sort of a philosophical thing about sort of the narrative of it, and something we stand pretty strongly behind about taking it to that next level, and that sort of that solo world tour or solo mode where you just play five songs, unlock five songs, is kind of a little bit passe for us, and we didn't feel sort of fit our game anymore. As far as sort of like tracking those scores, it's something we're looking very, very closely into, and that's really all I can say. But yeah, we are definitely looking closely into it.
All right. Awesome. All right. Penguin Warlord asked, how long on average does it take to create a Rock Band track? And are you planning on making a Rock Band 3 or moving in a different direction?
On average for the Rock Band tracks, it really kind of changes. It really kind of depends on the length of the song, beyond the length of the song, but also the complexity of the song. Because if you have sort of like a shoegazery sort of song going on in the background, you know, something that isn't too fast and isn't too complicated, that's not going to take very long at all. Whereas if you had, you know, a 9-minute metal track, that might be a little bit more difficult. I would say on average, you know, once we have it and everything, you know, there's a couple of weeks where people are originally charting all of the tracks for each of the instruments. And then there's the time when our dedicated audio quality assurance team is testing it out, and then the producers are looking at it to make sure it's, you know, accurate but also fun. And then after that, it goes back to the audio team for any of the sort of smoothing out. And then it goes through the whole process of getting it out on Xbox and on PS3, which is another process to make sure everything sort of passes certification on both of those systems. So, you know, you're looking at anywhere from a couple of weeks to a couple of months.
So, like, how far in advance are, I guess, tracks chosen? Or how does this kind of goes with this next question, is how does an artist get their material into the game for, you know, and what's that process like?
That's another process that shifts quite a bit. You know, we've had artists who have approached us and wanted their songs in the game. And, you know, more often than not, we've been totally able and willing and, you know, gone out of our way to comply. But the process is generally we go to labels with our list of bands and songs that we would like. And, you know, we sort of pitch that. And then it goes back and forth. And then it goes, you know, the lawyers get involved. And then it becomes a licensing process. And then eventually songs get to us. For the most part, though, you know, a lot of bands come to us and, you know, kind of want their songs in the game, and we're more than willing to comply. We like to, you know, we like any bands that sort of like our game. You know, that's we want them. We want, I mean, any of the bands that are in our game, we want them to be as proud of it as we are. And we sort of also go out of our way to make sure that happens by, you know, visiting them and playing the game with them. So, yeah.
Nice. That question was from Lewis, by the way.
Thank you, Lewis.
All right. And then Macron asks, how do you guys manage to pick DLC, chart it for 4 instruments, 2 more game types, individual sections for each song, each instrument every single week, and manage to be so damn awesome?
Well, the first part is, I think, you know, we have a really good, very talented audio team they're just about everybody at Harmonix is a musician, and our audio team goes even sort of beyond that. A lot of them have production experience beforehand, like producing producing albums and that sort of thing. Or, you know, years and years in a conservatory or engineering degrees for audio engineering. So they know what they're doing. They're very, very good, and you know, it helps the process quite a bit. I won't say that it's not hectic. It's hectic every week, but they know what they're doing. As for how we managed to be so damn awesome, God, just luck. Dumb luck. Yeah.
You just are.
We just are. It's got to be the shoes. It's got to be the shoes.
It always is.
Always the shoes.
All right. Grendel Prime asks, will there be a bigger attempt at making DLC that is more region-based with the advent of Rock Band 2? For example, more Tragically Hip or Our Lady Peace songs for Canada, perhaps.
How about Tea Party? I'm assuming that Grendel Prime is Canadian. I'd like to know his theories on the band Tea Party, which was one of my favorites when I was in college. At any rate, as far as more region-based stuff, you know, as we're opening up our game to, you know, slowly to a wider and wider and wider market worldwide, all we're really interested in at the end of the day is just to put really, really good music into our game, music that really works in our game, and, you know, not just put out the hits, but also open people up to more music. So as far as will there be a bigger attempt? I don't know if it'll be a bigger attempt, but, you know, we'll keep trying, definitely, to have, you know, open it up more and more to even more countries, without a doubt. Yep.
All right. And Scode asks, you've been sticking with your promise of 500 songs for the end of the year. What can we expect the target plan for next year?
I'll say this. When that 500 songs by the end of the year was something that one of our founders of Harmonix said at E3 up on stage, that even I, when I was sitting in the audience, went, wait, we're doing what? Uh-oh. I'm really happy you said it, though, because, you know, clearly I play the games that we make. So having 500 songs is fantastic. I think as far as our target plan for next year, I don't know if we've set the target yet. All I know is, you know, I don't think you'll see us slowing down anytime soon. We're really dedicated. Like what we said, you know, when we were first coming out, is that, you know, we think about this even less so than a game and more so as a platform for music. And I think we'll continue that next year. I'm positive of it. Absolutely. But as far as like an actual target number, I don't think it's been set yet. And I just hope it's not something like 3 billion, because I'll never sleep again. Stay at work 24 hours a day.
Oh, you don't need to sleep.
No, I don't anyways. It's fine.
Here's coffee.
Exactly.
Well, here's the big question that everyone wants to know around this time. And yep. Ahmed Zanal asks it. I would love to know when the 23 DLC songs are going to be released, and what are they?
Okay. I can't tell you when they're going to be released yet, but we will be saying that very, very soon. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, saying exactly what they are. And when they're going to be released. But as for what are they, there are a lot of bands that are sort of newer bands, newer songs that maybe a lot of our audience haven't heard yet, but we think are really awesome for the game and think people are really going to enjoy.
That's really what I do love about this game. It's like you said before, it broadens perspectives on music and you hear things that you haven't heard before. And there are artists that I like now that I didn't before.
And I think, and it also, as far as, you know, I think sometimes, you know, every Friday when we announce our DLC, you get sort of these sort of mixed impressions of people who are like, that's not a hit, or, but it's not just about the hits. I mean, this isn't just about listening to the radio. It's not just about, you know, watching, you know, music videos on TV. You're actually participating. And I think sometimes being introduced to new music that way and seeing songs that are good in our game that you maybe haven't heard before, but you can see are very well constructed songs, and you can see sort of they're fun to play, they're interesting to hear. Maybe they're not as fun the first time when you're just sight reading it, but then you start to get into it. I think that's actually a really big, I think that's a big thing. I think that's something we're certainly interested in continuing.
Awesome.
All right. And then, well, our own Holly Atesi asks, where's Nevermind?
Oh, it's in Seattle.
This is a question. Anytime Rock Band is mentioned on a forum anywhere, this is the question that comes up. Where's Nevermind?
No. that's sort of, you know, last year it was mentioned in an interview, but it was never actually announced. And so it was never something that was, you know, fully on our plate or fully scheduled to come out or anything like that. So as far as where it is, I don't know. All I can say is we didn't really fully ever announce it, but that's about it. Yeah.
All right.
It's a good album, though. It's one of my favorites. Clearly, I think it's everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Like, that's like saying, you know, I like ice cream. I mean, yeah, of course you do.
I do like ice cream.
All right. Willie asks, what is with the lack of certain genres like doom metal, hair metal, hardcore punk, etc.?
I don't know. Okay, first of all, I'd like to start off by, I don't understand these subgenres of metal. There's like 15,000 of them. If you go on there, you can look at it and be like, this is nuts. I've actually read through a list of them, and there's like at least like 75 different types of metal in it. It's crazy. I mean, as far as that, I mean, you know, we're not against any genres, you know, absolutely not. You know, there's nothing we're against, but you know, even by the end of the year, we will have had 500 songs. That even with 500 songs, there's certain genres that we're going to have less than others. But mostly, I would say that, you know, our game rewards people who, for the most part, have a wider sort of net of taste, or cast a wider net of taste. You know, people who, you know, specifically are going to, you know, want one type of genre over other types, probably aren't as going to have as much fun with our game. Whereas if you're open to more and more genres, you'll be happy. And we'll be, you know, as far as all the genres, we're looking forward to cover everything that's in the sort of purview of rock and roll, and even things that are sort of outside of that purview, you know, but doom metal, hair metal, hardcore punk, I mean, that's stuff I listen to, certainly, and I can see that coming in, definitely.
Alrighty, then. Randall Smith, he has some more questions for us, four more, in fact. But his first one is, with AC/DC's Lives at Boddington track pack as a disc-bound special available at Walmart, wink, wink, should we anticipate more such disc-bound track packs in the future? And what was Harmonix's reasoning for taking the path with DLC What was Harmonix's reasoning for choosing this over DLC?
You know, we worked very, very closely with AC/DC, who I don't know if any of you have heard of before, kind of an emerging band. Just kidding. They're fantastic. but yeah, they might be the biggest band ever in the history of the world. You know, we worked very closely with them to, you know, sort of do something that would both make them comfortable and us comfortable and, you know, be able to release this. And, you know, we were happy to work with the band. I think, you know, they were happy to work with us. This is, you know, I would hope, you know, and, you know, the sort of thing is, you know, it might be disc bound, but by the same token, you will be able to, sort of have those songs be part of Rock Band 2, with a one-time import code that comes with the disc. So that'll come right in. You'll be able to have it on your hard drive. And be able to play those songs in Rock Band 2 as if they were downloadable content, despite not being downloadable content because you bought them on a disc. And so that's sort of the way we're going. And do I expect to see more of that in the future? I don't really know. I you know, possibly, but I don't really know. You know, we like working with the bands, and we like being able to bring this stuff to you. So so I guess that's sort of, it depends on that as well.
Okay, and our own Richard Elliott has an extended part of that question. He wonders if the AC/DC track pack will be also in other parts of the world as well, like Europe and other countries.
We'll be getting more into that, this upcoming week, I'm hoping. but yeah, we'll have those announcements very, very soon.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, now that the very much anticipated Rush album is finally out on the DLC, can you tell us what was the delay?
As far as the day, it was kind of what I said in the first place. It, you know, it was technical difficulties. I know a lot of people assumed that it was because YYZ didn't have a vocal part. That's not the case. It's not like we were like, you know, about to send it off to Microsoft and Sony and went, it doesn't have vocals. Oh, we screwed that one up. Yikes. it wasn't so much that, you know, just, it was sort of more of, I think if anybody's listening who's, you know, in the sort of game industry, the more boring day-to-day sort of technical difficulties that sort of happen that are, you know, fairly boring and pedestrian, but yeah, but happen from time to time, I think you'll see.
No exciting gossip there.
No, there's really nothing exciting. I mean, I could give you a bug report. I won't, but it's not very good. No, it's not very fun.
What kind of music would you personally like to see more of in rock bands?
Well, no, that's a good one. Like one, you know, for me, you know, it's funny when you work on a game that has rock in it all the time, you have a tendency, I think, a lot of times to not listen to rock when you go home, because you need to have that sort of separate when you're like, you know, between work and home. For me though, you know, I'm in a band, and sort of the stuff that we play is more sort of rootsy rock and stuff like that. But I'm really a big fan of sort of Detroit sort of garage rock. One of my favorite bands on earth is the Dirt Bombs. I'd love to see them in the game. I don't know if that'll happen, but I'd love to see them in the game. Look them up, by the way. They're fantastic. Ultra Glide in Black is a fantastic album. But in addition to that, I'm a really big fan of 60s and 70s soul music. You know, Motown and Stax and Gold Wax Records. That's some of my favorite music in the world. 9 times out of 10, if you see me listening to my music, that's probably what you'll hear me listening to. And I'd love to see some of that in there, definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Randall's last question. What was the worst set of masters your team has had to deal with? Moldy, degraded, shredded by cats, etc. And how did you salvage it?
Well, although we get the masters and we get the stems, we don't necessarily get the original masters that it was recorded on. We don't necessarily get the actual reels that it was recorded on. That has happened occasionally. But if we get them, then they're generally in, you know, pristine condition, because otherwise the record companies, who have their own archival processes and departments, if it's in a bad shape, they'll go through their own archival process and send us the masters after that, like after they've been refurbished and everything. So we don't really get anything that's moldy, degraded, or in fact shredded by cats. Or, you know, caught on fire or anything like that. By the time it gets to us, it's generally in pretty pristine condition. Sometimes it's the digital stems. Sometimes it's, I think actually occasionally we've gotten reel-to-reels, but I'm not totally sure. You know, we get the masters, we get to hear everything that's on them, but it's not like we're pulling it out and, you know, a puff of dust comes out or anything like that. as incredibly rad as that would be.
You're not getting these back.
Yeah.
All right. For my question, I wanted to know if with YYZ being instrumental and not having any vocals, would there be perchance having like bands without like bass, like the White Stripes, perhaps to have a chance to get in Rock Band now?
I think now that we've sort of broken ground on this, pretty much anything's a possibility. I don't know of any specific plans whatsoever, but I do know that, you know, now that we've opened the gates, it's possible. Like the technology is in our game to exclude certain instruments.
All right, so if you wanted to, you could.
Yeah, if we wanted to, we could. And I don't think we're looking forward to necessarily excluding songs just because they lack an instrument.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right, and you know what? I just thought of a question that was kind of out there, and I definitely don't think your PR firm needs to go ahead and be like, oh, you can't answer that, but what's your rock band's band name?
In Rock Band itself?
Yes.
I've had a couple, but they've just sort of, I've just generally, here's the thing. Once I get to the part where you're supposed to name your band, I always have brain freeze, I never go into it with a pre-planned name. So I end up having complete and total, just my brain shuts off. So I generally just let the automatic, band name generator come up with it for me. So almost all of them are nonsensical. I've actually got to pop in Rock Band 2 hopefully today and actually get a chance. I finally got the disc for my own personal use. So I'm probably going to start a new band today. I might name it after my real band or something like that. I don't know.
Well, if you need someone to play with, I'm pretty much
your style. Awesome. Let's do this.
Well, just thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time to answer our questions.
No problem. Thanks for having me. This has been great.
All right. Endings are always really awkward. You never really want to say goodbye.
Nobody wants to be the one to hang up.
Nobody wants to. I love you more.
No, we love you more.
Yeah.
All right, well, yes, we would like to thank you for coming and all the work you've done with Rock Band and Harmonix over the years.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's been, I feel very lucky to have gotten to work for this company. So, yeah, it makes me very, very happy. And I'm very, very proud of what we've put out. And I'm really happy about everybody's sort of response to it.